Hi there, I'm Tom Field. I'm Senior Vice President of Editorial with Information Security Media Group. I am here talking today about Stop the Spread, How to Contain Machine Identity Sprawl. Joining me is our guest, Jeff Bounds. He's an identity strategist with SailPoint. Jeff, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me.
Thanks for inviting me.
Set some context for us. How have machine identities evolved, and why are they now one of the biggest governance challenges in identity and access management?
Yep. So machine identities have really exploded due to automation, DevOps, the growth of cloud platforms, Gen AI, bots, all of these other things that we use to try to make ourselves more efficient and more productive. So the problem is the accounts are often created outside of IT processes. We just, you know, we go, we log in, we spin up something. There's no ownership, no documentation, no oversight. So the other problem is these machine identities often possess like highly privileged access. They touch a sensitive system, and then, you know, based on that oversight, they're never reviewed or rarely reviewed. So it just kind of creates a fragmented identity service that normal IAM products just can't govern. So machine identity security is essential now.
It seems that 2025 has become a turning point for machine identity security. What would you say has changed to make action so urgent now?
Yeah, sure. So kind of going back to what we just said, it's really volume, velocity, and risk associated with those machine identities. The lowest machine to human account ratio I've heard reported out there from different organizations is 4-to-1. And that means that for every 1,000 human identities, you have 4,000 machine identities. That's the lowest ratio I've seen. I've seen other
reports with other zeros.
Yeah, that's a lot of zeros. I've seen other reports go from 10-to-1 to 51. So the highest I've actually ever seen is 85-to-1.
Yeah.
You know, don't know where that came from, but that's a huge amount of identities that you're going to have to make sure that you manage. It creates a huge attack surface. So that's just the volume around it. The velocity around it is, as we mentioned before, APIs, cloud services, Gen AI, agentic AI, all of these things are just popping up and growing and fueling this explosive growth. Now, the other thing is attackers are starting to move to these unmonitored, unprivileged, overprivileged machine credentials. So machine identity protection or human identity protection is improving. Machine identity protection is still behind. So that's why the attackers are going to go toward the low hanging fruit. So we've already seen real world consequences like outages, breaches, audit failures. Ignoring machine identity risk is right now completely indefensible.
Okay, so what happens when machine identities aren't managed properly? Give us some scary stories from oversights you're aware of.
Yeah, so it's pretty significant. We've seen, you know, just major business disruptions called by untracked identities and orphan accounts, people exploiting for unauthorized access. You mentioned the, you know, New York Times, Microsoft, Zendesk, Dropbox. If you go and just look through just normal CVEs, it's an unrotated credential. It's a GitHub API. It's something that's just been hanging out there, just completely unprotected. And, you know, attackers use that for gaining access. So it often stems from no ownership. No one was aware of it. No one saw it. The attackers were able to gain access to it. There's no lifecycle control. So if you think about all of the different organizations that out there that have service accounts or other machine identities that they've spun up in the past, that application may be deprecated, but that identity still exists out there. It still has access. So when they aren't reviewed, the credentials rotated, they just keep accumulating risks. So that number I mentioned before, the 4-to-1 or 10-to-1, there's probably quite a few of these that can be decommissioned. If you don't have visibility into it, then you have no way to know what needs to be decommissioned. So the key takeaway is, you know, it's part of machine identity security is part of a security and a compliance liability.
So Jeff, if you were to boil it down, what would you say the most important steps organizations can take today to begin securing machine identities?
Sure. The very first thing you need to do is discover all the machine identities. You can't govern what you can't see. That's not to say you're going to get complete 100% coverage, but you need to be able to discover all of the identities that exist within your environment. The next step you're going to take is assign some clear ownership. Someone needs to be accountable for each of those accounts. The moving on, you're going to apply governance at scale. So you're going to group the accounts into kind of a logical grouping together, a logical application. You're going to document key attributes. You're going to ensure least privilege, so remove access that it doesn't need, and make sure that you're regularly certifying the access. Secure the credentials is one of the other steps you're going to take. Make sure that you're constantly rotating the credentials as they go through. Monitoring and auditing, need to make sure that you have visibility through that lifecycle. And then pulling into lifecycle, make sure that you have the ability to onboard and offboard those machine accounts. While you're going through this whole maturity model, don't forget education and awareness can occur in parallel. Make sure that you have clear guidelines and best practices. Make sure that the developers know what is a good security practice and what isn't. And this really just shifts the machine identity management from guesswork to a structured, auditable control. So you treat machine identities with the same rigor as human ones, visibility, accountability, and control, and you reduce your risk.
Well, I think we put the urgency behind this. If people aren't getting it now, they aren't going to. But if organizations don't take action on this issue now, what is at risk?
There are some pretty serious implications. So machine identities are a fast path to those outages and breaches that we've talked about. So the attackers already explore those dormant and unmonitored identities that are out there. So one survey that I've seen of companies, they reported compromises with 46% have reported a compromise from a machine identity, with another 26% saying they suspect a compromise. They haven't been able to actually prove it yet. So that, you know, when that adds up, that adds up to a good bit of compromises through those machine identities. Another report I've read said that 83% of organizations have experienced some type of machine breach in the last year. So, you know, there's growing regulatory pressure to prove oversight of all your identities, including the non-human ones. Basically, the longer you delay, the more the sprawl becomes, the more insecure you become, especially with, you know, everybody talking about the wave of AI agents and how they're going to use agentic AI to make themselves more productive. It's no longer nice to have. It's really foundational to secure yourself.
No, Jeff, it's well said. Just this morning, I was telling someone this has become the topic of the year in terms of the conversations I have and the roundtable discussions I host. So I appreciate you bringing some light on this. So thank you so much for your time and insight.
Thanks for inviting me on.
Again, the topic is how to contain machine identity sprawl. You've just heard from Jeff Bounds, identity strategist with SailPoint, for Information Security Media Group. I'm Tom Field. Thank you for your time and attention today.